A man with four fingers, a man with four fingers on my hand. I am a man with four fingers, but that doesn't count my thumb. I am a man with three fingers, a man with three fingers on my hand. I am a man with three fingers, but that doesn't count my index finger or my thumb. I am a man with two fingers, a man with two fingers on my hand. I am a man with two fingers, but that doesn't count my middle finger, my index finger, or my thumb. I am a man with one finger, a man with one finger on my hand. I am a man with one finger, but that doesn't count my ring finger, my middle finger, my index finger, or my thumb.
It's Thursday night. I know it's not. It's Monday night.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with me? It's Monday night, and I'm Jick, and I'm finally back in town. And
I'm xenophobe, and I'm finally on the radio for once.
Yeah. Riff says I'm Riff, and I'm out here where you can't hear me, because Riff hadn't had enough cancer yet today.
Cancer.
That isn't true. He actually had cancer for breakfast. He's just
cancer for breakfast.
Cancer for breakfast. I hardly know her. So yeah, I'm gonna wait till Riff gets back on the radio, and then I'm gonna tell a really disgusting story. I'm gonna save it for Riff because he'll want
to. Yeah, hear. I'm not looking forward to this. I have no idea what it is, but I'm not looking forward.
Anything been going on in your neck of the woods here, Zeno?
Not really. I've just been sort of playing around with VMware and thinking about a different way to do what we do. Just different tools.
Oh, yeah?
I've been looking at AOL Server, which is, despite what it sounds like, a free open source program.
Are you talking about, like, the chat stuff?
No, just a different way to do database-backed websites.
I see.
In general. I mean, I don't really have an aim so far, as I just want to play with it and become familiar with it. So it has different advantages over the framework that we use, and I've just been playing with it for the last couple of days. Right now, I've been spending most of the time on just getting the box set up because there's a little less support for it.
And you have another spare computer set up?
No, I got a VMware instance on this computer.
Oh, I see.
I don't have any extra hardware. I don't want to spend any money on it. So
yeah, that's cool. We got moved back from Comic-Con, and that was a pain in the ass. Did some driving. Did some packing. did some hauling of various shirts and random stuff. Comic Con went well. We got to go hang out with Raph Koster. That was neat. He was the lead designer on Ultima Online, or he was lead designer on Star Wars Galaxies, but he was pretty heavily involved in Ultima Online. And he's just like this sort of MMO industry pundit.
I see.
He's a nice guy. He came by the booth, and then we got in touch with him, and we went to his office and saw the new super secret project that they're working on, and
that's cool.
But signed NDAs, and then went out to dinner with him and just kind of bullshitted about games and game design for a while. Yeah, it was fun.
Learn anything?
Well, you know, he is big into the like sandboxy game, like sort of the he drew the distinction the worldy game instead of the gamey world.
Yeah.
Whereas World of Warcraft is a gamey world.
Gamey.
Yeah, something smells gamey. Hey everybody, it's Riff.
It's Riff.
I think it's gonna only taste gamey. I didn't know gamey had a smell.
Gamey, like Mad Magazine always used to refer to someone having gamey armpits.
Yeah.
So that's the only context in which I've seen that. So I think like in the 60s that was used to describe things that didn't smell good. So yeah, you want to hear the most disgusting story?
I suppose so, there's no stalling it anymore.
So I had to get up early this morning to take Hot Stuff to the airport because he was headed back to the Pink Hills of Fuzzle Faggot Ridge. But
yeah.
so the alarm goes off and I get up and I sort of blearily stumble out of bed and I pick up my jeans from beside the bed and I pull my jeans on and then I'm like, I gotta pee. It's morning, so I gotta pee. So I go into the bathroom and I reach down and unzip my fly and get ready to pee and I pull my hand back and it is covered with shit.
Nice.
And I'm like, man, something is seriously wrong with me.
Do you have your arms on backwards?
I looked, maybe in your
pants?
Yeah, yeah, it was weird. Chewbacca put me back together wrong. And I was like, what the fuck? I only got like 6 hours of sleep because I'm getting up way earlier than that. And I realized that in the night, my cat just totally shit my pants.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm like, ah.
Welcome home.
It was awesome.
This is incredible.
Yeah, no, so I took a shower, got some new pants, I came to work. It was very fun. Yeah, there was a brief moment of alarm, but... So, yeah, Riff, anything exciting happened with you lately?
Met Cory Doctorow at Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's all into our game, and...
He got real pissed off when I told him about the AOL lawyers contacting me about the KOL trademark.
Oh, yeah?
Even though it just wasn't a big deal, I was like, yeah, yeah, because we were talking about the stickers. And he was like, yeah, you know, your stickers are too big to fit on a laptop. I had to, like, cut the letters out to get it on my laptop. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, we should do another smaller one because, you know, like AOL's lawyers were sort of, there were rumblings about us using the KOL trademark, so we're probably going to discontinue that sticker. And he was like, oh, those fuckers. I'm like, no, they didn't actually do anything. It didn't amount to those unbelievable cock-sucking motherfuckers. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I got Cory Doctorow all pissed off about some copyright issues.
That's like, awesome.
Like, and I felt all bad. Like, but anyway. Yeah, I forgot about that. We met Cory Doctor. I guess yeah. Will Wheaton swang by the booth, but
oh, awesome.
I wasn't there when he.
No, I wasn't
did,
either.
So, yeah. And who else?
Cory Doctor told me that he was telling the sci-fi author Werner Vinge, or I don't know how it's pronounced, about KOL.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It was, man,
that's
crazy.
Weird. How did
yeah.
that come up?
I
a few minutes ago, I read something that mentioned Werner Vinge. I don't actually know anything about him. What was I reading? Oh, it was this. It was a Slashdot article about William Gibson giving up on writing science fiction.
Oh, really?
Because he no longer feels it's possible to predict the future. And he's expecting some Werner Vinge-style singularity, which, let's see what that means.
He is, I think his new book is actually set in, like, the present. And his previous
one was like a few years ago.
A couple of years, yeah.
Werner Vinge. Best in the coming technological singularity, in which he argues that exponential growth in technology will reach a point beyond which we cannot even speculate about the consequences.
The lightning.
Okay, so I went to this coffee shop in San Diego, and I was wearing my Support the Municipality Homestar Runner shirt, and this guy was like, "What's that?" And I explained it to him, and I'm like, you know, it's a website where they do flash cartoons. He's like, "Oh, really? I've never heard of that, but there's another site I know that does really good flash cartoons called Three Brain." How can you have heard of Three Brain and not Homestar Runner? That just seems really, really like, is Homestar Runner mainstream? Are the indie kids? Can they not go to Homestar Runner? Because
that seems like it'd be more trouble than it worth to understand all those rules.
So, we got tons and tons of questions, because it's been for goddamned ever since we did a radio show.
Probably all old as hell, but, you know.
Yeah. I mean, nothing has really happened with the game.
True.
So, that's... I'm still kind of in break mode post-NS13. Got some random little things that I want to do, but for the most part, I need to, like... Today, I cleaned up. There was a glass of Mountain Dew that I left... Like a fast food cup of Mountain Dew that I left in my office for a couple of months while I was gone, and so all the syrup like leached through the cup and coated my entire desk and like glued this notebook to the top of the table, and there was mold.
Oh yeah, that really, we put that can of
tamarind
soda.
We thought you might enjoy that.
Yeah, where the fuck did you find that?
The grocery store, like a regular grocery store.
Yeah.
Not even like the crazy cheap Mexican grocery store.
Yeah, we saw it and I was like, man, that's the worst idea ever. And Zeno was like, you should buy a can of that for Zach. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, the bow was a nice touch.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
And actually, I got your actual present here. You may already have a copy of this.
No kidding. Ooh.
I have no idea what that is.
Wow. Neat. It's a book of Ben Templesmith artwork. I do not have this.
Rock on.
And I am very excited about it. Thank you. Where'd you get this?
Amazon.
Huh. I wish I had to have him sign it. I met him once and I said, hey, I like your artwork, and that was pretty much all I have to say to him. Nothing about our relationship has changed since then, so I don't really feel the need to go get anything else signed. But thank you. This is awesome.
Certainly.
Really creepy shit to put on your coffee table. Never have too much of that. Christy Bunny wrote a while back, you need to make Wang the only effect to last through Ascension. That would be more trouble than it was worth to code, but that's a good idea. I always get rid of it because I hate being Wanged, because every once in a while I will try to type something that has just an R in it by itself. The Tort of Leany says, so, shouldn't fortune cookies be misfortune cookies in Bad Moon?
Ho-ho!
That's kind of funny, actually. If you are in Bad Moon, there is no reason for you to ever need a fortune cookie.
Yeah.
Right? Unless you were doing the semi-rogue trick.
The store interface is such that it's easy to...
Yeah, no, that's right. It's totally all conditionally. Yeah, a misfortune cookie that just stabs you in the cock.
Yeah.
Dick or cock.
Or
is it?
The
there's
time.
Something that Misfortune Cookie is not a... Oh, is that tabletop RPG Over the Edge, or possibly On the Edge? And I can never remember which it is, because the trading card game based on it was the other one.
I see.
But that was a good game. This is a different one.
Okay.
It was all like weird ass conspiracy things and stuff. But yeah, there was a Chinese restaurant where they had misfortune cookies and it was things like demons will eat your mother tonight, and they generally came true.
Your friend
was
ah man, hot stuff was. That stuff was playing all those sound clips from whatever that fight is. Figured out some way to macro playing all the sound files in the game. Yeah, it was a creepy World of Warcraft boss that whispers horrible things in your ear.
I like the idea of that
stuff that only you can hear when he does it.
I kind of want to make the Naughty Sorceress do that, but I don't really want to spend time figuring out how to make it work.
Like how to have her whisper to you in chat.
Yeah, actually, it wouldn't be.
Oh,
that
would be awesome.
Yeah, yeah, I could just give you a PM, and if you never logged into chat.
Well, I mean, it could just have it be a little JavaScript thing that just put it into your chat.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
mean, that's not a big deal, but that to have writing, and I'm not good at writing creepy things.
Yeah, I mean, you could code it up and we could write it.
Yeah.
Spaz Attack says, what happened to some of the NS13 content? I remember some talk of a volcano and underwater adventures. The underwater stuff was never planned for NS13, and the volcano was part of a later guild quest, so
yeah.
Those were things that we were talking about while we were working on NS13, but they weren't supposed to be part of NS13. Let's see. Faded Children says, Knob Pasty are tech-cool. Pussy Willow says, I assume it'll be very hard to change this, but does it make sense for the Bounty Hunter Hunter to offer you items to get in zones you can't adventure in, such as the island at level 5? Well, you know, now that code is functionized, we could make it so bounties in areas that you couldn't go to just wouldn't show up.
Yeah.
And maybe that's not a bad idea. But then people would just be like, how come some days the Bounty Hunter Hunter only has two...
I think it's more consistent that it has the bounties for everything, you know, regardless of whether you... Or maybe it could just have, like, maybe it could just check your level, and I don't know if how compartmentalized this is, but it could, like, recommend one to you based on your level.
I mean, if we made it so there was always sort of one that you could get to... Which I think there usually is.
Yeah, most of the time, I think that's the case. But I don't know because I don't play the game that much.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I could see it either way, right? Because if you know, we could have them offer 4 bounties, but only ones that you can actually go to. And that way, we could put bounties in the ascension zones or whatever. You know, which we can't really do that now because most people aren't going to be able to get to it, but if it actually did some logic to check, which it easily could because of that same thing that is the reason that teleportitis... The whole teleportitis thing also just clued us into a whole bunch of sort of ways of getting into zones that you shouldn't have been able to get into because they're like, hey, teleportitis sends me to this zone even though I wasn't supposed to be able to get there. And, oh yeah, you could have totally faked the URL to get there anyway. Quietus says, are MP percentage boosts, like the Mist class, Wisdom of the Elder Tortoises, Cosmic Understanding, supposed to multiply on top of each other? Having 50, 50, and 5% respectively ends up giving 136% bonus instead of the 105 I was expecting. Just seemed a bit odd. Yeah, you know, that's one of those things that if I, you know, I would just go fix when it was pointed out to me, but, like, now it would... probably just piss people off if I changed it, and it's not that big of a deal. So, you know, it's just because I did the multiplications in order rather than keeping track of a multiplier. Everything else that works that way, I eventually fixed, but I guess I hadn't even really ever thought of that one. Pussy Willow says, can you explain what happens to one's terrarium after a successful Bad Moon run? If it's taken away during the run, does one get it back? It seems like losing Mr. A familiars wouldn't seem very appealing, and, to answer your second question, yes. The one that I didn't read. Yeah, you get all your familiars back. We wouldn't just destroy people's Mr. Store familiars.
We're not assholes. I mean, come on.
I'm an asshole, but they don't let me make decisions.
Right,
so
right.
Cool.
Let's see. Mike Liviar says, hey, Jake, or whoever does the show tonight, can the message that tells you there are no more ducks for the day give you a link back to the island? Pretty please. Yeah, I can probably fake that.
Duck. The dupes.
Penguin Overlord points out a bug that I think is not there anymore.
Yeah, that was whenever I first initially tried to fix that and then screwed it up even more. Or something.
Zaphodak 42 says, Jick and Company, why not have a skill that enabled you to fart and burp bubbles?
Seems like very useful. Except for the part where it's not really.
Just pretend. What you could do is you could just drink some glycerin while you're playing the game.
Yeah. And take a glycerin enema. That's how that works, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how much glycerin gets digested. Anyway. LSK says, has anyone here ever played the graphic adventure Superhero League of Hoboken? Its humor is similar to KOL's. I have never played it.
Never heard of it.
Nope.
So, no. He links to it on Home of the Underdogs. I'm going to take a look at that.
Good old Underdogs. I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah, what, I downloaded something right before we left. I was talking to Hot Stuff about the BattleTech RPG, which I just couldn't get into.
I haven't... It got to where I can't run anything that Underdogs offers anymore because I don't have, like, classic mode on the system or anything.
I see any of the Mac games.
Yeah.
Do they not have a Mac version of DOSBox? I feel like you could run the PC versions of a lot of stuff.
They might.
There's really no reason for them not to, I don't think. But Fernando Obano writes something in Spanish, which, since Scully's not here. John Patrick MCP says, hey, Jack or Skullhead, welcome back from Comic-Con. I was listening to some back episodes of a podcast called The Funny Music Project and came across a song called Another Stupid Decade. It's all about the 10,000 or so different ways to die in NetHack. That's something that Xenophobe would be excited about.
Maybe. Hello. Let's see here. Can I understand this thing in Spanish? Hi, Scully. Hi, Jake. I want to ask you a question about... No, I can't. Never mind. Fuck. It's been, like, 6 years since I've ever tried to read Spanish.
I mean, it is... It's something about us... being able to speak Spanish and
which he found very nice.
Yeah, and it opens being bilingual opens many possibilities. So. The infamous El Guapo says, I know before NS13 you talked a lot about wanting to improve the campsite, but post NS13 it appears the only change was the addition of the sandcastle. Well, okay, again, a lot of the things that I talked about while we were working on NS13 were not going to be part of NS13, because if we relied on finishing all the things that we talk about before we release something, we would never get anything released, because we're always talking about way more stuff than... anyways, what if you change the campsite interface to something similar to the Clan Rumpus Room? When you go in your dwelling, or you click on your dwelling and go inside it, and certain equipment would go inside instead of on the campsite. I was thinking about that, and I don't necessarily...
Seems like that there would be kind of a disconnect between, you know, clicking on your house to go inside, clicking on it to rest. And some things are inside, some things are outside, requiring you to go to another page deeper.
The extra page depth is one thing that I kind of,
Things like the clockwork maid and, like, I guess you click on the telescope, but things that are just there and don't really... do anything.
Yeah.
I guess the pagoda has to stay outside, but, you know, just those kind of things, if we needed more space, would make sense to stick in a subpage.
And some, you know, like, the thing is, one thing that I do kind of want to do is make it so you, there are more items that alter your dwelling and then go away if you change dwellings. Mm-hmm. Like, the really good feng shui thing. Like, that should not take up an entire space in the campground page. That should just be like a flag that gets set and consumes the item, and then when you get rid of your dwelling, that also goes away. The ability to make meat curtains out of different skins is also so it's different. You know, the buffs that I mean, he suggests making a blanket out of demon skin that gives you like 10 turns of minor cold resistance, and that'd be cool, right? Like, things like different things that give you effects when you rest.
No, the mechanic is sound. The name is just terrible.
Just the meat curtain. And it wouldn't be meat curtains. It's still meat smithing when you use skins to make stuff.
The name was what got me, not the mechanic. The mechanic is sound. I like it. But
yeah, I would. I would definitely like to. I would like to see some of that stuff get a little more interesting. I mean, it's a sort of vector for content that gets a little broader without getting more complicated, and And Naked Jew asks if the new KOL Choose Your Own Adventure is online anywhere, and if so, where? Where is it? Did that get announced?
Not announced, but I put it in the forum too. Would you like me to announce it?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Like, just if you're interested, the KOL Choose Your Own Adventure is on PFM. Also, says Anikaju, when you switch channels via /C or /S, it should tell you how many people are in the channel you are now in, like it does when you enter chat. Also, any news on either cut of the documentary? And finally, when are any of you coming to New York City? We want to meet you, and by we, I mean I. I'm going to PAX in apparently like 2 weeks, because PAX is coming right up. But I just want to sit very quietly and not leave town for like 6 months at this point, because this year has been fucking nuts. And I really want to just get back into something like a routine and start getting some work done. Not that we haven't gotten work done this year. We need a lot of work done this year, but I don't want to go to New York for a while. I probably am, after PAX, I'm not going anywhere until I'm assuming that we're headed back to Fuzzle Faggot Ridge for the mystery hunt next year. You still down with that?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. We can stay at the Hello Kitty Bed and Muffin again. This time I'm taking blankets.
I can only imagine what the blankets said, the Hello Kitty Bed.
Duct tape. Well, the thing is, it was just, like, you could see your breath inside the place. Oh, it was so fucking cold at night.
Coming from Arizona probably doesn't help much either.
Yeah. You know, it's good. I like to experience a winter. And going for a couple of weeks to a place where it's just bitterly cold is a good way of doing
See,
it.
See, I'm totally cool with never having a winter again in my life. But the same with snow, really.
Yeah, I don't miss snow so much. I miss rain, but snow I can take or leave.
Really? I like snow. I like snow a lot.
I absolutely hate snow. I hate
I like the way it looks, but other than that...
Yeah, no, I don't like driving. I mean, I like... Yeah.
Driving in it is pretty much what kills it for me.
Yeah, but I mean, how often do we have to drive now? You know, like, if we lived here... And it snowed here, it wouldn't really change anything at all.
I mean, if you want snow, you can go 3 hours north, I guess. But no, I like the fact that it doesn't snow here.
BLZ Bob says, why does it say that I'm fighting an XXX prawn? Isn't it red triple X? You know, that's one of those things where we had to make a call one way or another, and I'm not sure which one of us got to make the decision. I don't know. I would say that if it was just an X-Prawn or an X-Files episode, that it's X-Files episode. You know, A-X-X-X just doesn't look right to me.
No, it's based on the sound of the first syllable, not necessarily the syllables of, like, a hero and, no.
Well, right.
As opposed to
an historic. Yeah. Oh, people say an heroic effort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you only do that if you're, like, British and you drop all your H's.
Then you would have to become an hero, and it would just go downhill from there.
Max Vance says, I have noticed that the adventures in the typical tavern seem to have an eventual stat gain cap at around 100 per drunkenness. Will this cap ever be removed? No. The cap is basically the way in which we sort of make certain stat gains, like... optimal in a level range. We don't do a particularly good job of it, but that's the theory, at least. also, I like the used text on the Donkey Flip book. Who wrote it? I think that one was me. QOV says, ferret strapped to miniature plane equals XKCD equals win.
Yeah.
Zapodak 42 points out a place where there's a missing picture. BLZ... Bob says, is the information in the KOL wiki, and in addition the secret codes, all that can be done in the strange leaflet, or is there still more stuff in the leaflet yet undiscovered? I think there are seven rooms that haven't been found.
At least 100.
Each of them has seven puzzles.
Yeah. So, how many people are going to St. Ives?
Just two. Me and my enormous cock.
Take a look at my enormous penis.
QOB says, I just had a shirt drop and I don't have torso awareness. Spoiler, it's an ASCII shirt. That shouldn't happen, actually.
Really?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, because I gave the thing other... I gave that... that is a semi-rare monster. And I gave it other drops... Yeah. So that it wouldn't be weird for you to encounter it and not have it drop. It drops every scroll.
Oh, let me take a look.
Maybe. Yeah, take a look. Maybe there's just a typo in the conditional.
Yeah.
Make sure also that there are more dots up on every time.
Rend, Shadow Word, Pain. Warlock curses.
Fucking fade.
Tail swipe.
A naked Jew says, did you meet the Cyanide and Happiness guys? I wouldn't say I met them. I went and had them draw a sketch for me. They had a sign that said free grapes, but then when you walked up to it, they would cover up the G with their hand. And they also had a sign that said free gropes, which they then joked they were also giving away free ropes. One of them wore a hat. And he drew me a picture of a monkey having sex with a dude and said, you can't spell rape without ape. And then they were asking for subjects, and so I think, I don't know what my wife told the guy that was giving her a drawing, and he just drew this old man that said, I hate wrinkles, and then wadded the paper up and handed it to her.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I found that you had, instead of found one, it needs to be found.
Oh, son of a bitch. Well, thank you, QOV. That's fixed now. XYM says, did you know that ticks, being arachnids, actually have 8 legs, not 6? Weird. The nervous tick apparently had 2 of its legs torn off. Poor guy.
They were just behind him.
Yeah, yeah. He's part cricket, so they're behind him making a lot of noise. And yeah, no, I know all about ticks. Oh man, this one time when I was a kid, I climbed up this tree, and I noticed that there was this part of the tree where the bark was peeling back, so I was like, huh, that's weird. So I went and I looked, and I got right up in there and peeled the bark back, and it was just covered with ticks.
Ew.
Like a just swarming nest of ticks. I'm like, ah! So I ran down the tree, and I ran down the tree. Literally, I ran down the tree, like in a cartoon. And then
you were watching a cartoon at the same time?
Yeah. That's an aspect of living in the country that I don't miss.
Bugs.
Having to get checked for ticks when you came in from playing in the woods. Just wait till they get big enough and you can find them on your own.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know, man. It's so gross. Like the ones that would get on the dog and swell up to like the size of a water balloon. Only it's full of dog blood. It's a lot less fun at barbecues.
Yeah.
The Rum says, can you make the MP regen of the Chef Staves visible, like the purple snow cone effect? No, because the Chef Staves regenerate MP whether you're fighting or not. Someday, I'm going to make a game where the only way that you spend turns is by fighting, so everything that happens can just happen visibly. Frankenbean says, I see. Yeah, there's some inconsistency with the Nemesis quest, and we just need to get that stuff ironed out. Istanbul says, I think the level 11 quest may be my favorite part of the game. Content rich, power appropriate, and lots of fun to read. Well, we were trying to make something good. The level 11 quest is definitely the quest that I like the most. We sort of did 11 and 12 very differently so that each of them would appeal to a different kind of person. And since half the people hate 12 and half the people hate 11, I think we've done a great job.
Yeah.
You can fool half them some of the time, but I don't remember how that Dead Milkman song goes.
Me either.
Colonel Hogg says, so the wiki says all Pastamancers have a skill called Spaghetti Spear at level 0. What the hell, man? I don't have that, and I really want to do 2 to 3 damage at level 12. Well, you'll need to ascend. Or we could write something that...
gave it to everyone?
Well, maybe the main page. If you're a... because it could actually do... has skill just hit session, right?
I think so.
So we could do that with no database traffic at all, just if class equals 3 and not has skill, 320... add skill 320. Yeah.
Dude.
Done.
320.
Dude, it's 320, dude.
Dude.
We would have to do the same thing. Although 420, I think it was one of the classes that wasn't skill 20, I think. I don't know. Maybe not.
I would go back and look because I wouldn't remember that it was skill 20 whenever I went and did it.
A Naked Jew says, how do you feel about the R.E.M. song Ebo the Letter? I adore it. I'm just going to pretend that Monster was the last R.E.M. album, and I think that'll make me a lot happier.
Yeah, that's my favorite R.E.M. album.
It's not even my favorite. It's just the last one before one of the things happened that they said if it ever happened they would stop being a band. So
I think the only one I had was Green.
Oh yeah.
I remember it was pretty good.
Yeah, whenever I hear Monster, I think about the days when I was like 14 and I was playing around with Scorched Earth Any Files and just trying to make give myself infinite money and
right.
stuff like that. It reminds me of DOS. Mostly.
Scorched Earth was awesome.
I love Scorched Earth.
Like, I would still sit down and play a game of Scorched Earth. Will it run right on modern hardware? I haven't tried to play it in a long time.
I would say try it on DOSBox.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I mean, there's enough ports of that game. Hell, I made a basic version on my calculator.
Yeah, it's just that Scorched Earth is just really neat because of all the different, you know, the like, dirt bombs and stuff. Like, just, there's so much cool stuff that you can do. The Thing from Uranus says, "Hey everyone, I love the fortune cookie mechanic, but I just thought a no food run renders it useless. Can Oxy / Booze Pass have the option of breaking but not eating the cookies?" The thing is, we don't really, I don't know. That was not designed as a mechanism for allowing you to predict when your semi-rares were going to be. It was designed as a mechanism for helping you figure out how the semi-rare mechanism works. So we didn't actually think that it would ever be worth it to anyone to eat a fortune cookie to find that out. And the thing is, I think realistically it's not worth it. So basically what I expected was that somebody would write a grease monkey script that would give you an approximate percentage chance of your next adventure being a semi-rare. Which maybe that's happened. Foggy says, "As far as the Peaceful Meadow goes, it'd be funny for the Peaceful Meadow Zone to contain nothing but fluffy rabbits. P.S. That was in response to a comment Jake made on the July 12th show." I at least need to draw a picture for the Peaceful Meadow, because it's still just the words, "a peaceful meadow," in the middle of a 200 by 300 white space.
I wouldn't know how to draw one, personally. Would you, like, draw a charming cottage?
I would probably just draw some little grass squiggles and some little flowers.
Oh.
You know, sprinkle them out. Macho Boy says, "To compliment the sword behind inappropriate prepositions, how's about the sword, S-O-R-E-D, of inappropriate homophones, which would auto-substitute O-N-E to W-O-N, H-A-I-R to H-A-R-E, etc.
That would be too easily confused with the sword of inappropriate homophobes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Pretty much the entire gay community of our game would just up and quit.
Well, it's the, like, twin blade to the, totally gay Claymore,
yeah.
And you bring them together, and it would bring about Jokelhaupts. I think that Jokelhaupts is my favorite word for Jokelhaupts.
I don't even know what that means.
it's like Armageddon or
Jokelhaupts.
Jokelhaupts.
I don't know how to pronounce it. It was a magic card.
Yeah, it was in Ice Ages. It's not in the dictionary. Well, it's not in the Merriam-Webster Free Dictionary.
It's probably also very hard to spell.
Yeah, I think I know how to... Whoa. Oh, okay, Jokelhaup is an Icelandic word for a glacial lake outburst flood. Well, that's weird. I thought it was Armageddon.
Well, it destroyed all your land.
Yeah, but no, that wasn't why I thought that. It's based on something that, like, Pie Monkey wrote a long time ago. Wow, I just didn't know what that word meant at all. It was like catastrophe. I had the sense right.
I
guess Jokelhaupts is my favorite word for Jokelhaupts because it's the only word for Jokelhaupts.
Good old loan words. Schadenfreude.
Man, I hate it when I don't know what words mean.
So you just basically hate it all the time?
Yeah. No puedo creer.
No puedo
creer. El estómago. How did I get... Oh, right. Okay, so Superhero League of Hoboken was a Steve Moretzky graphical adventure. I'd like to play those spellcasting 101 games or whatever. I never played any of those.
Like Sorcerer and Enchanter and...
No. Those are the Infocom ones. They were called Spellcasting 101. They were like the sort of pseudo, like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy style humor, but like about wizard school.
Huh. I'm not familiar.
It was linked to in the Superhero League of Hoboken thing. It says it's not as funny as his Spellcasting series, but it's. Let's see. Oh, we went to this brewery up in San Diego and saw Mike Nelson hosting a Riff Tracks of Battlefield Earth thing.
Terrible, terrible, terrible movie.
Worst.
But the Riff Tracks were funny.
Yeah, they were. It makes me want to buy some Riff Tracks.
Yeah.
Or that the film crew thing.
I bought the one that they have out.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I thought there was only one out. You had said something about there being two.
There's like one out, and two were available for pre-order on Amazon, and then the fourth one was not yet.
I wonder why they're doing it that way. I mean, maybe they're just not done.
Maybe.
I mean, it seems like they could crank those out pretty quick because Mystery Science Theater 3000 was on once a week, wasn't it? I mean,
maybe they figure if they space them out a little bit, it's more likely that people will buy all of them.
Now, speaking of buying all of them, I bought all of the season one of Sam and Max.
I bought the DVD copy of it or whatever.
And do they have a Mac version?
Not yet.
Oh, I see. But you bought a PC version for when you get your
Mac that can run it.
When is that OS going to come out?
I have no idea. End of the year, I guess. It shouldn't be too long.
Oh, Lord, that means we're going to have to go to the fucking Apple store. Oh, God, I'm going to have to, bury my credit card.
Yeah.
I always end up buying something stupid at the Apple store.
Probably will end up having to go to the Apple store, because, I mean, I would just mail order it, but I don't know that I trust it to get
also,
here
it would cost
piece.
You $50 to have it shipped, because it's fucking heavy.
Yeah.
So it would make more sense for us to go to the Apple store, because
problem is, going to the Apple store, you have to buy, like, the shelf version. You can't, like, customize it as nice.
I was able to, when I got my PowerBook, they had enough different versions of it that I was able to get what I wanted.
Oh, yeah.
I had to buy more upgrades than I wanted, and it was like, ended up being like an extra $200 or $300. But
he's gonna be paying like $2,500 for it anyway.
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the thing is, $2,500 for the appliance that you spend 14 hours
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's going to be expensive.
I won't be surprised if I end up
spending like $3,000 or $4,000 on it. But considering that I spend all day sitting in this chair looking at it, it needs to be an awesome machine.
I've actually been thinking about, and it's weird that what convinced me, but I've been thinking about getting an Alienware gaming machine.
Oh, yeah?
Because I read an account of, like, Dell's tech support sucks ass. I like Dell's, but their tech support, like, the fucking problem that I had where it turned out the machine would not boot because there was a USB hub plugged into one particular USB port, right? Granted, tricky thing to diagnose. It was because the machine will boot off a USB hard drive, and something about a hub convinces it, unless there's some certain sort of error correction on, that the hub is supposed to be a bootable device, right? And all of the ports except one were run through this error correction. I don't actually understand how it worked, but it was one. There was this sort of glitch.
Plug it into a different port.
Hardware glitch on the motherboard. Yeah, the first fucking thing the tech support guy tells me to do is to run the system restore disk.
Oh God!
Please be advised that this will destroy your data. And I was like,
No.
Please be advised that I do not wish to destroy my data. Like, and also it wouldn't even work if I tried it. It's not booting. You know, I tried booting off of a different CD.
Yeah.
If it's not booting off of mine, it's not going to boot off of yours. He's like, well, this is the only thing I can tell you to do. Like, well, okay. So then, you know, luckily I had another computer, so 5 minutes on Google teaches me what the problem is, and like, yoink, yoink, and it's fixed.
Since I build all my computers, my tech support is basically having another computer that always works, so that way I can check Google.
I mean, I've gotten to the point where I just don't want to build my own computers anymore, because I end up with, you know, like, I just had such bad luck the last time. Like, it would run fine until I tried to play anything that, like, actually used the 3D card, and then it would just, like, work for about 5 minutes and then crash.
See, I've never really had a problem with the computers that I've built.
But, so, this, I read this account basically of a guy who bought an Alienware machine, and turns out the problem that he was having required him to, like, switch a jumper on the motherboard, and they just told him, open it up, move this jumper from these two pins to these two pins, and then it just fixed it, because, like, you know, they figure if you're spending that kind of money on... I don't even know how expensive they are anymore. Yeah. I mean, I think...
I've always sort of... Their rep in my mind was people who have too much money and are lazy.
Yeah, it's just...
Which fits you pretty well.
Yeah. Yes, that's true. But, I mean, you know, I want a good gaming machine, and it's just my fucking desktop is just blue screens all the time when I'm trying to use it for regular stuff. It never crashes during games. It never crashes while I'm playing games, but it's like, you know... Half the time I go to YouTube, the thing just crashes.
Weird.
Yeah, and it's just... I want something that somebody else has... It's their job to build a computer that just works and doesn't do infuriating shit all the time. And it's like the more customization you get on a machine that even that you order from Dell, the more likely you are to run into some bullshit.
Yeah, like the computer that I'm on right now, the work machine, we ordered from Dell, like, what, 2 years ago? Yeah. Or was it 1 year? I don't remember.
No, it was a couple years ago. Yeah, the Dell workstations are fine. It's just I've only had problems. And I got me and my wife identical XPS gaming rigs from Dell, and mine is just kind of a lemon, and hers is totally fine. Although, when mine is working properly, I get, like, 60 frames per second in World of Warcraft, and she gets, like, 20.
Huh.
And every once in a while, her water starts glowing in strange purple colors, and it becomes impossible to see anything because of the grass.
What?
It's really fucked up. Like, her computer does such fucked up stuff when she's playing World of Warcraft that it's, like...
And identical machines?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Fucking gremlins or some shit.
You know. I didn't buy them at the same time. Right? No, I bought them a couple months apart. So, I mean, they definitely came off of different, you know, QA batches or whatever. But
they could have, you know, like, a cheaper part here. A cockroach there. I don't know what the hell you do when you build a computer in a factory. I'm assuming there's cockroaches.
Someone else says, which NES Zelda game is your favorite? I prefer The Adventure of Link, personally.
I prefer the CDI version. Link, my boy!
You spoony bard. No, wait. I prefer the original Legend of Zelda. Like, I would say that... I would have told you a while back that Ocarina of Time was my favorite Zelda game, but now I've switched back to A Link to the Past. That's as complex as I need my gameplay to be.
Link of the Past was a good game.
And I think it's just because I'm getting old. Although, I can't play Ocarina of Time because the graphics are so bad. It just bothers me. Yeah. It's hard to read stuff because the graphics are bad.
That was the problem I had trying to play Final Fantasy VII after Final Fantasy X came out.
Yeah.
Just, man, everybody says Final this game is awesome, but I just Final can't Fantasy pay attention to it because it looks so awful.
If it wasn't in 3D.
Yeah.
I would have loved
if it. If they would do, like, a version of Final Fantasy VII using the pixel graphics from Final Fantasy VI and put it on the DS, that would be the best thing ever.
Yeah. And they could probably do it, too.
That's the thing. Like, I don't feel that really well-done 2D ever gets as dated as any 3D.
Yeah.
And it, because
well, I mean,
it just...
look at Odin Sphere. That looks fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
It's all 2D.
Yeah.
Sprites.
Or like, you know, like Super Mario Brothers 64 versus like Super Mario World for the SNES.
Yeah. You know, you can, I don't know. Like, I well, sort of believe that the sort of, the way that games should have evolved got kind of aborted by the advent of 3D.
Yeah.
When people started focusing on making 3D games, and instead of continuing to improve 2D games, the thing is, there is still clearly room for that, because, like, the Metroidvania games, you know?
Yeah.
Those just keep getting better. Better and better and better, you know? And barely any 3D. Some, you know, it's 3D thrown in during save rooms and stuff,
and
or particle effects for when you're casting spells or whatever, and
that's
just
what it should be for. It should be for the polish, not the bread and butter.
It makes me sad to think that, I mean, maybe not, you know, maybe they will keep making games like, because every time Castlevania tries to go 3D, it's just fucking horrible.
Yeah.
And, you know, the franchise stays alive because of the 2D stuff, and I really, really hope that they continue to do it. I kind of worry that, like, pretty soon, there is not going to be a handheld that is Super Nintendo equivalent, you know. And that was the most exciting thing about the Game Boy Advance for me, was that, all right, people are going to be developing games for the sort of level of technology that was in place when I sort of considered, you know, the sort of golden age of gaming in my lifetime, at least, right? Like, it's harder to overlook. It's harder to overlook flaws in 3D stuff to me. Like, a really well-designed game is fun no matter what it looks like. And in a lot of ways, 3D can really just diminish the experience of playing something.
Can we take a break?
Yeah.
It's about that time.
We can take a break. I'll cue up some musics. Yeah. You guys get to listen to me picking some music. I was randomly dragging songs in from this thing.
This should end well.
Yeah. Hey Ya, and then a Beck song, and then a Colin Hay song that I play all the goddamn time. And that takes us to about 10 minutes. We'll see you in a while, kids.
1, 2, 3. My baby don't mess around because she loves to go with my notebook show.
get to sleep. I think about the implications of diving in too deep. Possibly the complications, especially at night. I worry over situations. I know we'll be alright. Perhaps it's just imagination. Day after day, it reappears. Night after night, my heart beats. Shows a fear, goes to fear and fade away. Alone between the sheets, only brings exasperation. It's time to walk the streets, smell the desperation. At least there's pretty lights, though there's little variation. It nullifies the night from overkill. Day after day, the abuse. Night after night, my heart keeps showing.
Exciting happened during the break.
I'm nearly done with this flyer thing.
Woot!
I ate some chips. It was great.
Riff's making a flyer for the concert.
Grand Moff Tarkin says, "Make a saving throw versus goddamn awesome bitches."
I don't know. I hope that they're going to be okay with that.
Yeah.
They might make us change it to fucking awesome.
You might have to make two.
I haven't cleared this with my wife yet, but I think I'm going to go see the venue tomorrow evening, where the concert is going to be, so that I have a better idea of what we can decorate.
Do you think they'll be okay with it saying, "Oh, holy shit, it's MC Frontalot"?
I don't know.
we could have they could draw a line through shit.
Oh, holy shit!
It's MC Frontalot.
Wow, that was some beautiful harmony. You guys should do the soundtrack for something I never watch.
Harmony is easy.
Solo, no one can hear you.
Oh. Harmony is easy if one person is off key all the time, like me.
Yeah, I do pretty good about keeping in key, so that would work out well.
You were in band.
Yeah, I took a music theory class too. It was great.
All right. We were talking about that, like, I don't remember who. It was me and a Disco Banjo and a bunch of other people at the bar, and we were talking about how where we grew up, you had music classes in grade school. Like, you had an art class on certain days of the week and then a music class on other days of the week
where you actually learned
some basic music theory. Like, everyone who paid attention had kind of a music theory ground.
Yeah, I mean, you knew what some of the things were.
Yeah, you understood notation to a certain extent. Yeah, like, you know, and they would do the, like, all right, let's you know, hit sticks together in these patterns and teach you what, you know, whole notes and half notes and quarter notes are, you know. And like, people from out here just didn't get that at all. Hot Stuff had nothing like that. And because what we were talking about was, I was talking about how, like, this Salisbury Hill is an interesting song because it has an interesting time signature.
Yeah.
And he was just like, I'm not hearing anything different about this than any other song. Like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I wonder how much of it is, like, not having any sort of training at all. And I just think, like, that's a little strange, right? Because I feel like, you know, we grew up kind of backwoods, at least I did, you know, as far as a public school.
Yeah, I was in kind of a big city. It was the biggest city in, like, between there and St. Louis.
Right. What was it? Like, how big was your...
About 30,000 people.
Yeah, okay. So that's still pretty small, comparatively. Yeah. I mean, that's equivalent to, like, Prescott. I mean, my town's much, much smaller. There were, you know, even, I think, when I was in high school, there were 25 or 30 people in a graduating class.
I was in public schools the entire time, and we had basic music classes in grade school, and then I went in the band, and that was, you know, more than any one person ever really needs to know. But
it seems really strange that, like, in a place where sort of intellectual pursuits are not really valued, you get so much better of a humanities education than in bigger cities.
Like in fucking Massachusetts, anyway. Yeah. I don't know. Actually, then where did he grow up?
He grew up in Denver, so... So it's like sort of out west, but still like a big city, you know. And I think he also went to a Catholic school. But you'd think they, you know, they're all about music. they got to teach you about hymns. I guess you don't do a lot of experimental hymn singing, though. You know, like,
and I got to be God.
That'll get you
to make out to this hymn.
That'll get you nailed to something.
Yeah.
trying to be too ritzy with your worship. Heresy.
We don't cotton to that kind of ritziness out here.
Mr. White Folk says, can you enter a bit of additional text in the cockfighting adventure south of the border with a reference to Michael Vick? Yeah. I don't know who Michael Vick is.
Me either. And I'm too lazy to find out.
Me too. The Thing from Uranus says, hey, funny disclaimer on Wikipedia KOL page. Seal Clubber redirects here. For the hunting activity, see seal hunting.
Nice.
Rickett says, auto sell on Valentine's, please.
Right.
Johnny Extreme says, so, do you guys think you've referenced Whiskey in the Jar enough times? Never.
Never-o.
Hold on. I'll go ask Molly. In her chambers. Or Marilyn in her chambers.
Right.
Or Wilt. Or his Chamberlain. What is a chamber? I remember the chamber. Like, what does the word Chamberlain actually mean?
Is it sort of like a Grand Vizier?
I mean, I'm basing... I would only be able to base it on the Dark Crystal, right? Like... now is the sound of us looking things up.
I'll answer another question. Okay. Omega Jew asks, any news on the store? New shirts? I'm looking to buy a shirt or two, and I want to wait until any newer shirts are available to choose from. We aren't going to put the new shirts in the store until after Comic-Con.
After KOL-Con.
KOL-Con, sorry. Because Zlyania has way too much to do right now. And between doing registration packets and doing the normal store stuff and making all this crap work in her own magical way, she's not going to have the jelly.
This is what we did last time, too. I mean, we introduced a couple new designs at Comic-Con, but
if you're coming to our KOL-Con, we'll have the shirts on sale there.
Yep. And then right after that, they will go into the store. But the thing is, every time we put a new shirt design in the store, it just creates this giant rash of work, which we just don't want to have to do in the midst of all this other KOL-Con stuff. So, Chamberlain, an attendant on a sovereign lord in his bedchamber. So it's like a chambermaid, a manservant chambermaid. Oh, excuse me.
There is no excuse for you.
Wilt Chamberlain. I was watching King of the Hill, and it was talking about how Boomhauer's idol is Wilt Chamberlain. Because Boomhauer's goal is to have sex with 30,000 women. Really, whose goal isn't that?
Yeah, if your goal is to get a venereal disease,
it's not really my goal.
Yeah.
I think about it.
I mean, you know, that more power to you. That'd be one way to go about it.
Weird. The Lugash is complaining about the weirdness of the shout filter, which. Fred Levi says, can there be a chef staff that can drain MP when jiggled? You could make it out of a star staff. I don't know, because that's pretty... I mean, it's... I guess it's a little different than it just regenerating more MP, you know? But it's... I don't know. That, I feel like if we made a chef staff that regenerated MP, that would be the only one that anyone ever used.
Yeah.
Speaking of chef staffs, is there a reason why you can't make one in a vanilla without any cross-class?
I mean, because that was how I had conceived of them as being another layer of class cooperation past the possible
cluster
thing.
I certainly understand having some of them, the best ones,
yeah,
only available with class.
Yeah, no, I mean, we talked about having, doing something that basically you could buy a staff in Gouda's, maybe, that Roderick could make a chef staff out of if you gave him some dry noodles.
Yeah.
And some stuff that you could conceivably get in hardcore. Not necessarily that it would be optimal to do so, but that you could.
Just
and then that
the skill,
and then that chef staff turns into something else that requires, you know, he can also, like, basically a single staff that turns into tiered chef staves with you doing stuff that you could do with a significant amount of effort as a vanilla pasta master. Like, you know, he needs pasta mastery dishes to make the second and the third tier ones or whatever.
Someone was pointing that out, and it just seemed kind of weird that one skill was completely useless without cross-class skills.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, though. It's completely useless without cross-class skills or the ability to interact with other people.
Yeah.
And the thing is, how fundamental is the ability to interact with other people in our design? Because, you know, it could be more important than it is, and that would be okay. Chef Staves are not necessarily for ascenders, or for hardcore ascenders, at least, you know. There are always going to be parts of the game that you can't do.
Sure, I mean, that's a given.
But yeah, you know, it's definitely a possibility space that should be explored more, because there is not enough content there to merit the skill right now.
It's weird looking outside right now.
Is it? Oh, yeah, it's that spooky light from all the weird cloud cover. It's all fucking humid here.
It's monsoony.
Yeah, I
know.
But
the temperature's been lower.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, it's like in the 80s.
Because I rolled out my window when
I love there. The 80s.
I was born in the 80s.
Sinead O'Collander says, so will today forever be known as the day Jick killed the love, or Pink Thursday? And will people get back any legit Valentines they had in their inventories pre-nuke? It was actually Xenophobe that killed the love. He did it on my orders, but we're not telling anyone that. What happened with that? Was it only ones in display cases that were preserved? I wonder how many people actually had significant amounts of them in inventory.
I have no idea.
Yeah. I mean,
and it's too late to fix them now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well. The Tort of Leni says, so, since we cannot combine reagents with gems and drink them, can we do the same with stones of extreme power? They're starting to pile up. Yeah, I'd like to do a little bit more stuff with jewel crafting.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why. It seems like you can melt a stone of extreme power in that acid, and it wouldn't... The potion you got would not be as good, but it'd be something you could do.
We should rush to create inscriptions before WoW gets them.
Yeah, the whole skill thing.
I think we should rush to make that post-apocalyptic game before Fallout 3 comes out.
I don't know that we would be really competing with Fallout 3 if we made a post-apocalyptic game.
But, you know, people are eagerly anticipating their post-apocalyptic game.
Post-apocalyptica.
Yeah,
it would. It seemed like from what Hot Stuff was telling me, you guys had some neat ideas.
Yeah, we came up with some good stuff.
Yeah,
maybe have to write them down.
Maybe since there's not a lot going on with KOL now or for the next couple months, this would be a time for us to start thinking about that kind of extensible, you know, browser game framework.
oh, that's a lot of work for me. Yeah. I don't know if I like that.
Well, you know. But you got to admit that it would be nice to have a project at this point. I mean, just something to, you know, something to fart around with. Pussy Willow says, bad ASCII art equals leet. Thank you for this new content. That was all Scully. Nicodemus says, if you can't use a skill because it needs a turtle totem or saucepan, shouldn't that skill be grayed out? Yeah, I just didn't understand how that code worked.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look at that. I don't remember exactly how it worked. Basically, what it did was is it looked in your it looked for any items in your inventory or any items you have equipped that were not in class of item class accordion. And I don't think turtle totems work the same way.
Yeah, so I mean, you left it.
Would be fine. Is it saucepans?
Yeah.
Saucepans would be probably pretty easy to do, but turtle totems would be a little trickier.
Yeah, I mean, it could, you know, rather than item class equals, it could just be item ID in and then a list of item IDs. I mean,
well, what I could do is I could just put that item category field in every part of the item spindler, and then you could just mark things as turtle totem. Like I do it with beer and tiny plastic swords. No, it's just beer, because I didn't...
Well, no, but for the weapons, they have classes already. Like, they're clubs.
Oh, right.
Yeah, clubs or flails or whatever. So,
then if you really wanted me to normalize it out, I can just make another tick box. I mean, that...
Yeah.
Putting the size of the table is always the right idea. Right?
Yeah. The thing is, I'm just not sure that it needs to be normalized, because we're not adding any new class skills, you know, probably ever. At least any buffs like that, so... Yeah. Voltron of Autistic Children says, have you guys ever been to Asia? No.
Asia.
No. I hear it's sideways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'd fit there.
At least the interesting parts of it.
I'm kind of a tall and big dude, so I don't think I'd fit in Asia very well.
Yeah, it'd be funny to watch you lumbering around Tokyo.
Oh, my God. Gajira!
Have you ever read the Gaijin Smash or the I'm a Japanese School Teacher series?
No.
The huge 6'2" black dude who's in the JET program teaching Japanese children how to speak English. He's talking about how he's a goddamn giant to those people. And I saw a picture of him, and he's not even that big.
Right. I was reading in that Modern Drunkard article about Andre the Giant. It was talking about how they would frequently just find, like, doorways ripped out of the walls because that was the only way he could get to the toilet in hotels in Japan. Like,
wow.
Yeah. This girl I'm trying to get with is into Green Day. What should I do? Says a Voltron.
Forget it.
Yeah.
Green Day's not that bad. But
I exaggerate for comic effect.
I see.
Do a barrel roll first, I would say.
One thing, if the object of this girl I'm trying to get with is still this girl I'm trying to get with after a couple of weeks and you haven't gotten with her yet, give up and move on to somebody else. That's always sound advice. Because, you know, that's just how it works. If she was into you as much as she was into Green Day, she'd let you know. She's into Green Day and she has posters up all over the wall. If she doesn't have posters up of you by a couple of weeks into your courtship, then she just doesn't care. Unless you believe that whole romantic comedy school of thought. But like the Onion says, that kind of behavior normally just gets you arrested outside of the realm of romantic comedy.
Yeah.
The thing from Uranus asking if the complaints have died down much over NS 13. I've stopped paying attention to them.
Yeah,
that counts.
Yeah.
Redpot says, could there be a way to see what clan members were in a chat channel with you other than /clan? Like when you do a /W and you see your own clan members in a different color. I don't think that I don't think that the clannies is limited to just the clan channel, is it? I mean, there is /clannies.
It just shows you who's in chat.
In chat, okay. It doesn't tell you who's in the channel with you.
Yeah. I mean, you could, you know, depends on how the database structure is. If we copy clan information to player mirror. But that query could colorify your clan members.
Yeah, it might be worth it to reevaluate the way all of the who stuff works.
Yeah.
Because I'm guessing that a lot of chat commands that we currently have really different things going on for could be consolidated into a single thing that was like just had some parameters built onto it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh, Dr. Van Ben Mojo says, why are things like the class rings and rank beads marked as quest items? Even if they weren't, it's not like they'd be worth pulling, and they don't actually play a role in completing any quest. Is there a reason to make them quest items other than to prevent people from collecting them? Anyway, would pulling a white class ring to turn into 5 1-dime items really be any more abusive than pulling a badass leather jacket to pull into 3 wads? It's not about pulling them. It's about multi-abuse and maintaining the scarcity of the items. That, I mean, you could always have a multi that you kept in that quest and turned the stuff in,
yeah.
I guess. But the thing is, the thing is, at the very least, you have to spend turns. Every item that you get out of there have to be some turns spent to get it.
Uh-huh.
Right? I mean, the fact that those items are tradable kind of invalidates that. So, I don't fucking know. I wanted that to be something that you do as part of the quest. It's not just a mechanic in the game that you just get to trade this item for this other item. It's you get a limited number of these items depending on, you know, you get more of them the more slowly you complete the quest. So that reward would be missing, right? Like you could conceivably do the battle one turn at a time, collect all the rings and stuff that you could trade in, send them to your main, who was completing the battle 64 fights at a time, and still get the advantage of having gone through it slowly, even though you didn't go through it slowly. Omega Tank says, hey, I was just wondering, I've seen similar things on other weapons, but why is the Gaga Radio plus to melee damage as a ranged weapon? Thanks. Well, there is currently not really a distinction between ranged damage and melee damage. It's just plus damage.
There's, like, framework for it being there, but it's just not implemented yet.
Yeah, because we kept...
There's not really a great reason to make the distinction, because we don't really need the design space so much.
Yeah.
And there's not really any weapons that would just be overpowered if they gave range damage instead of melee damage or vice versa.
It's not the weapons that are the issue. It's like all the accessories
and stuff.
And the passive skills and stuff. Because, I mean, people would throw a fit if Claws of the Otter stopped applying to crossbows, you know? And so if we were going to divide up ranged and melee plus damage, it would really make sense for the Seal Clubber damage passives to only apply to ranged weapons. But it's...
Wait, ranged all weapons or melee weapons?
Right, to only apply to melee, I meant, yeah. And it's just, it's already like, oh man, we have to plink so much, and this will just make us have to plink more. And I don't necessarily, like, want to make design decisions based on that, but if it's a matter of, like, not only will this complicate things, but it will also piss off the hardcore people, then there's no reason to do it. That said, it would be nice to have some accessories that could give plus range damage only, because an accessory that gave plus range damage could be a lot more powerful than an accessory that just gave plus damage for a given level, because you're doing so much less. You have the potential to do so much less damage with a ranged weapon anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Max Vance pointing out another missing image. Damn it. Mistress of the Obvious says, I'm noticing less and less of my friends remaining in hardcore/hardcore Oxy since the changes. I enjoy hardcore Oxy and want to continue, but Lucre is geared more towards softcore. Will hardcore Oxy go the way of the dinosaur? I don't know. I mean, it depends, right?
Well, like, once people stop grinding out Lucre, I'm sure they will continue with their more...
Yeah, that's the other... I mean, Lucre is not meant to be something you do while you're ascending. It's meant to be something that you can do instead of ascending. You know, it was never, ever balanced to be done during an ascension run, and if you're not enjoying doing it during an ascension run, then, you know, either don't ascend or don't collect lucre.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, in a way, there are people who see hardcore Oxy as, like, the sort of ultimate way to casually play the game, but I don't really get that.
The idea is that you have to spend less of your time actually playing the game, because there's so few ways to optimize a hardcore Oxy run.
Yeah, there's so few ways to get more turns.
Right, but I guess if you're the kind of person who, It's hard for me to imagine the kind of person who wants to play casually and also is unable to refrain from getting as many turns as possible. I guess that category of people exists, right? Like people who want to.
Yeah, I think it's less about that and just less about the fact that you don't have to spend as much time clicking buttons.
Yeah, but that's the thing. If you can play without eating and you don't have to spend it, you can be out of hardcore oxy and you don't have to spend as much time playing the game. It's just well, if the turns are there, I'm going to spend them. So it's like, you know, putting your casino pass in the closet so you don't play the MMG. It's like, I'm not enjoying playing the game as much as I can, so I'm putting restrictions in place to make it so I play less, instead of just playing less, which I feel like is what I would do, right? And so, it's, I don't know.
People are weird. I don't like them. Why do we let people play this game again?
Yeah, we should have just stuck with the shore bots.
LSK says, make duct tape tradable, just not the clothing made from it, please. It would make lower-level players happier because they have a high-income farming place, and the higher-level players happier because they have an easier way to focus on running.
There's really no point in making one of them tradable if the other isn't.
Well, there is, because the people who are going after it just for the outfit, you can't, like, rent out the outfit. Like, conceivably, a single outfit could give everyone in the game the tattoo if they were cooperating right? So, we don't want that, but, again, you know, duct tape was not created to give lower level players a profitable farming place. The semi rares were created to give lower level players profitable farming opportunities. You know, the duct tape was really kind of thrown in as an afterthought, and it's just like another thing for you to do if you want to, instead of ascending. So it's, you know, I feel like the people who like Vice City, you know, the way that our game is right now, it's equivalent to people playing Vice City and complaining to the developers of Vice City that they want something that is a combination ambulance, police car, taxi, so that they can do all of those missions at the same time. And that's big, you know, because, you know, maybe they were used to being able to accomplish everything in Vice City at the same time, but that's kind of not how the game works anymore. I mean, we are trying to improve sort of long-term playability of the game. I mean, to give you some simple goal so that if, you know, it doesn't take long to get your lucre every day. Like, there are a lot of people who are just like, oh, neat, log in, get my lucre every day. That gives me a reason to log in. I'm only playing the 40 or 50 turns that it takes, and, like, I'm enjoying the game again. And that's neat.
Yeah.
You know? And we want there to be more stuff like that. And if we made it so, well, okay, you can get lucre, and you can farm duct tape, and you can ascend really rapidly, and there is a very efficient way to do all three of those things at the same time, rather than giving people more relaxing vectors to play the game, it's just going to create more burnout in people who are trying to take it really seriously. So, you know, it's just brand new day. Slight variation. It's not like a totally turned upside down design philosophy decision. It's just, you know, we had kind of been in this mode where we were working for a really specific sort of style of play, and we also kind of didn't like that style of play, and so we wanted to be able to develop for some other styles of play. And, you know, that's what we've done. Gannett Swift said, why is Herald's Bell a quest item? Because Herald's Bell is incredibly valuable, and it would break the game if you could get more than one of them in a run. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Forthok says, the big Wisniewski needs an attack where he hits you and yells, this is what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps. that's funny. Is that the way that the TV version of the big Wisniewski? Find a stranger in the Alps. Someone else says, is KOL's mummy mask supposed to look exactly like the Gibdo mask in Zelda Majora's Mask? No. Goddamn Majora's Mask.
I never finished that game.
Neither did I, because I got sick of losing all my goddamn bombs every hour and a half for no good fucking reason. It's seriously, what I remember about that game is chopping grass to find fucking bombs, because all of my bombs got destroyed every hour and a half.
What? How? What?
Have you ever played Majora's Mask?
I don't think I got to the point where you can use bombs.
It's...
it's cool. The idea of it is cool, right? You are playing the same... The time passes at the same rate as in Ocarina of Time, right? There's a day-night cycle, but you are playing the same 3 days over and over and over again, right? So there's all this time travel stuff, and it's neat, except that every time it cycles, which it does every hour and a half, you lose all your arrows, all your bombs, and I think maybe all your money.
No, you can put the money in a bank.
Okay, you can put the money in the, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you put your bombs in a... Why couldn't your fucking bag you're carrying work like that bank? Where it just magically has...
Yeah, what the
no,
fuck?
No, it was frustrating as shit. And I seriously just... Oh, okay. All right. During this cycle, I learned enough about this dungeon to figure out where I need to go. So all I have to do is bomb this... Fuck! Walk back out and find some goddamn grass to cut down to look for bombs.
Dang, man.
And then by the time you're done finding bombs, it's like halfway through the second day. And you're like, motherfucker! It's very frustrating. And plus, I'm pretty sure that was where Tingle got introduced. And,
yeah, it was.
That didn't do anybody any good ever. Koolimpa. Cocksucker.
Hi, I'm flamingly gay and wearing a hat.
Is that what he sounds like? In that
he's got that
CD,
weird
Phillips
little
CD moment. Version.
He wasn't in that.
No, I know. let's see.
A Naked Jew says, the Chiclet Kid asks in French, no, do you like the chew gum? It's in Spanish, and it's, do you want gum?
No, I think there's a French version
of
it somewhere. Yeah.
Weird.
There's like a Clover adventure where he asks you in a bunch of different languages or something. I don't remember where that came from, but whatever, French class guy. Zaphodak 42 says, Chicken Company, why not have the towel fold into a weapon? In the books, the towel is expressly mentioned as being good as a weapon. Whip. Yeah, I don't know.
Good.
LSK asked about the KOL Home Game 2 PDF.
I already done uploaded it, I reckon.
IBD Slayer says, how can we never get sombrero plus blank familiar for an item of the month? Well, we could do that now.
Aren't people thinking that saying that the sombrero has been nerfed beyond usefulness?
Are they?
Yeah, that seems like what I understood, but I only heard somebody talk about
it. I have not actually seen anything one way or another. I mean, we were sort of basing our assessment of it being okay on some just sort of, you know, math in dev during the later stages of testing. That was one of the last things we changed.
Yeah.
And so I mean, we need to see where the sombrero lands. In the sort of usefulness spectrum. In general, I think that I'm pretty satisfied with the way that familiar stuff has worked out. I'm not sure how people are coming down on the current item of the month. We may need to make that a little more powerful if it's just, you know, definitely proven to be, like, inferior to the Bugbear Shaman or whatever, you know. Not that we want to make something that's exactly like a previous item of the month, but, like, you know, right now, somebody who's just, like, trying to play the game by farming meat to buy a Mr. Accessory to get the item of the month isn't probably never going to be able to afford a Pygmy Bugbear Shaman, so,
yeah.
You know, giving them something that allows them to compete, you know, 95% as effectively as somebody who had a Bugbear Shaman is desirable, I think. It doesn't diminish the value of the previous familiar that I'm aware of. Maybe it does, though. What do you suppose would happen to, like... You know, what's a familiar that's really useful?
Inflatable dodecapede.
Sure. What if we reintroduced the dodecapede with just a different name? What do you think it would do to dodecapede prices?
Oh, I'm not very good at...
If we reintroduce the hand turkey... totally differently, I think that would be worth... The hand turkey would still be retarded over a
kill. Yeah, because the hand turkey really didn't do anything.
Yeah, it's only useful
in terms
of novelty.
Yeah.
So, I guess it depends.
Lilac is saying inferior to both the shaman and the penguin. I'm assuming he's referring to the action figure.
Who's saying that?
Lilac.
Oh, I see. Inferior to both the shaman and the penguin. Did the penguin have any... Oh, I guess the penguin has some post-combat functionality.
I mean, I think that it's not... I mean, for some things, like, I'm sure the Bugbear Shaman is valued for its mechanics, whereas the Hansarchy is valued for its rarity.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just the sort of vanity appeal of it being a familiar that hardly anybody has.
So, I mean, it would just be on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah. C-Wraith says, Synthesize should totally change your player avatar. I don't remember what that effect is. Is it one of the concert effects, maybe? Oh, thank you for fixing that frat concert buff.
Yeah, it was just it took me forever to find, but it was just a simple typo.
Oh yeah, what was it?
You copy-pasted the code to give a buff, and you didn't change the number from 4 to 3.
Ah, I see. All right. Let's see. Creamy Ass says, hey, I wonder if he's related to that discontinued Doritos flavor. How about a day for Jarlsberg and extra spleen strength? Something like Jarlsberg's Spleen Health Awareness Day. we're going to have to come up with new holidays because we're about to get that fan art calendar printed. Yeah. So we have to at least come up with the names of the holidays. I think that we're almost done, actually.
It's only like 3 or so.
Three, one of which we already have a firm idea for, and it just needs some writing, and then we have to figure out what the Jarlsberg holiday is going to do. I kind of would feel like it was okay if like all skills cost 1 MP less on Jarlsberg Day or whatever, you know, and just it.
Just throw it into the normal code.
Yeah, it could just be thrown into Get Player, you know. Yeah. It could give you a one bonus to anyway. You know, that, I mean, that would probably do weird things to Ascension, but maybe not.
I mean, just if it's this day, this value is minus or plus equal to.
Oh yeah, no, I'm just saying it would do things like, you know, like create unassailable leaderboard runs on that day, but maybe not. You know, maybe it's just not that big of a deal. Edsel says, could you make it so one can perm the Bad Moon skills only for casual ascensions? It wouldn't affect any leaderboards, and it would make casual runs more interesting and fun.
Wouldn't that be a bad idea?
Yeah,
don't those skills have drawbacks?
Well, they do.
I don't remember what they do at all.
They all have drawbacks. I mean, I don't think
that allowing anyone to perm them at all is a great idea.
Yeah,
from
just a safety of code standpoint.
Yeah.
Canada Joe 101 asks, how is Thomas Jefferson doing? Is he still chilling in your closet? Yeah.
I think he's in the corner.
The cat got pissed off at him for insulting his mother. So
wow.
Totally knocked him in the face.
Well, I gotta take care of that, man. Thomas Jefferson's on the floor.
Yeah. I saw him.
Knocked him out from under his pirate hat.
Yeah.
Comet says, I like the new ability to choose how much curative nostrum to drink, but if I buy just one unit, the text still reads, as he hands you a huge glass. Surely the glass wouldn't be that huge, and I wouldn't have to hold my nose either. Maybe the writing should depend on the amount of nostrum. No, he just dilutes it.
Yeah.
Still, it's still really gross. Clear by Fire says, hey, Jake, you should check out Rejected Wii Play Games on YouTube. They have a great seal clubbing game. I don't think the clubbing seal is funny. Speculum is Checulum in. Minigate says, could there be a cheap booze you could buy at the Demon Market or gift shop that gives you one adventure for one drunkenness? Could maybe be similar to the Mug Cake? Yeah, we've thought about that, but what we're probably going to end up doing is revamping the typical tavern in some way that is interesting. And allows you to get booze fairly easily. Istanbul says, Jake, we were talking in radio about you. Comic-Con, before that NS13, before that England, before that Fuzzle Faggot Ridge. You've been going pretty much nonstop this entire year, yes? Yes.
Yeah, he's been here barely at all.
Yeah, I came to the realization that I had only spent, like, maybe 6 weeks at my house this year. Shamrogor says, will any drunkenness / fullness mojo filters become available? Oh, maybe. Fungo the Mildly Annoying says, do you plan to start doing Tuesday updates again anytime soon? I don't know. Fusiliban doesn't want us to. Fusiliban asserts.
Blame Fusiliban.
No, and actually, you know, Hot Stuff agrees with this too. I'm not positive how I feel about it. I definitely think that it was a good thing because it allowed us to get through a backlog of stuff that we never would have gotten around to anyway, right? And that was its primary value in my mind. But that he, you know, Hot Stuff and Priscilla Ben are of the opinion that the game was more exciting when
the next update was unknown.
Yeah, when the next update was unknown, it could be huge, could be small, you know, like when it had a more sort of organic feel, and you couldn't just log on every Tuesday and you're disappointed if there's nothing there, and you are, you know, equally excited every Tuesday, as opposed to like, oh wow, there have been 3 updates since the last time I logged on.
Yeah,
I mean, I always said that if it became such that we were holding off on working on stuff until a Tuesday to release it, that would be a bad thing. But I don't know. I'm gonna try as an experiment, just you know, just messing around updating stuff. I mean, first of all, I don't want to update KOL much for a while. You know, we had a good several month break after Ascension rolled out, and I think that was good for allowing people to kind of get a feel for the game after
us
huge
to
changes.
Yeah. The game too. Yeah. I mean, whenever we make so many broad sweeping changes, it takes a little bit for the collective knowledge base
we don't need
everyone
to be adding
in the project to just sort of settle out.
Yeah, and not just us, but also the players. They need time to get used to everything that's new.
And not just the players, but us, too.
Yeah. As well as the players.
Go Xeno.
Oh, come on.
But, yeah, I mean, I want to take it easy for a while. Yeah. I want to get, you know, like, we got stuff to do for Con. I want to clean the office, for instance. I want to get settled into a routine here. And, I got a lot of catch-up to play on kind of administrative stuff. And I have a lot of catch-up to eat on my hot dog.
And I want to write up the big old design proposal for the Fallout-esque game.
Right.
Before I start working on the guild stuff.
Right on.
Get it out of your head.
Yeah.
So switching back and forth between something that's just work and something that's fun, creative stuff is like a nice way to work, I think. Like, you know, having another project that you're actually excited about working on, and then when you start to run out of ideas or when that gets dragging a little bit, then just go do something that's just kind of like, all right, I'm just going to write some stuff in this framework for this KOL thing that, you know, the old kind of familiar grind of work. Slavik says, I have homework for you guys. Download and play Castle of the Winds. It's a graphic-based roguelike with mouse or keyboard control and has some really interesting design choices and features.
I played the shit out of that game.
Really?
Yes.
I
loved it.
I could never get going on it, and I don't...
I
don't know why. What? So he says there are interesting design choices. Do you know what sort of things were interesting about the game for you?
Well, first it was my first roguelike, so it kind of has that novelty of, you know, the whole roguelike. I'm trying to think. It was in Windows. I have a copy of it somewhere. I was playing it. There was the sort of... Huh. You know, I'm not really sure.
Slavik starts talking about it.
Okay.
There being different amounts of time taken for each tick. And inventory management is interesting because every item has a weight and bulk associated with it. Your strength and kind of backpack determine what you can carry. You have quick slots for items that can be accessed instantaneously in battle, but reaching into your backpack to use something, although it's possible, takes a long time and is suicide against a fast enemy. I don't find inventory management to be fun.
Yeah.
At all. Like, if I feel like World of Warcraft has a fairly satisfying thing where you get a certain number of slots to put items in, and some of them stack up and some of them don't. If...
You would hate soul shards. You would absolutely hate it because they don't stack at all.
Right, yeah, no, my wife's got a warlock that she plays and is always complaining about that. If different items weighed more than other items, and I had, like, fucking Oblivion. Have I mentioned in the last 10 minutes how much I just don't like Oblivion? the fact that you know there were all these enchantments that would reduce the weight of stuff in your backpack, and like constantly just having to, all right, which one of these magic items weighs the most? Which thing am I going to throw away? As opposed to like which one is in general the most valuable or whatever.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. I dislike being forced to throw stuff away, I guess. And I dislike being forced to walk back to town every 5 minutes. And so there's... some sort of, you know, and it's reflected in kind of the way the inventory management works in KOL, which is totally unlimited, and that's clearly a bad idea, and I will never, ever do it again. But, you know, it works. It's, I think KOL is more accessible for it. I think now that we have people paying attention to us, we could make games that were more like games rather than games that were more like toys, and people would actually play them, whereas, you know, they wouldn't have necessarily taken it seriously as a project without this under our belts. But, yeah, I don't know.
Definitely making it so that you can't have everything in the game times 1 million in your inventory.
Yeah.
It just grinds the game down so loud. If you're listening to this and you want to help the health of the game, don't fucking put everything you own in your inventory. Put it in your closet or keep it in storage. I really regret that we implemented the take everything from Hanks button.
Oh, yeah?
Because that just grinds out. The database call on that is huge and it's not fun.
Slavok says, I mention this because although it's a fun game, it seriously lacks content. Asymmetric Publications could make a funny, content-rich roguelike as the next thing to do alongside KOL. I'd buy it. I would like to do a roguelike, but I don't know that you can do a content-rich roguelike.
Not really.
Ancient Domains of Mystery tried, right? But really, it's just kind of some branching quest stuff. It's like every aspect of Ancient Domains of Mystery has about the same amount of content as like the quest level in NetHack, right? And I could use more content in NetHack, but in order for it to maintain the same, I think content damages replayability to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the more abstract something is, the more you can, you know.
Yeah, but NetHack's main selling point, as it were, is the fact that it's fucking hard.
Yeah.
That's basically why you play it, because it's fucking hard.
Right.
And there's just such little tolerance for failure. And that's pretty much the gimmick of NetHack. If you don't like the idea of something like that, you'll never love NetHack.
Yeah.
It's not because of there's some, you know, fantasy game and novel references, and there's a little bit of questy stuff, and you have a goal. But it's mostly a framework about survival in this incredibly harsh, dangerous world. That sounds like some sort of
starving to death on the goddamn time.
See, after a while, starving to death is never a worry for me when I play NetHack. I'm just able to keep myself fed all the time without having to think about it.
Well, because, I mean, you sort of just know which corpses you can eat, and that's, which I've just started eating every corpse, because it's basilisk, whatever. It'll give you gallstones. Eating a basilisk.
I get it. Okay.
Istanbul says, can we have a lot of details on the super secret project you signed an NDA for? Sure.
Yeah, we'll tell you all about it.
I bet it involves playing a game, and people will play it if it's okay and sells money.
Fungo the Mildly Annoying says, the E at the end of Werner Vinge's name is not silent. All right. Istanbul says, what's the difference between a collectible card game and a trading card game?
No difference, I don't think.
Texmurf says, dear Jake, why do you let Scully talk about game mechanics? Do you really hate us that much? I don't. He can talk about whatever he wants, man. He's his own man. Ninjessie says, when is the Crossroads Trophy going to get an image? Didn't it get one?
I don't know.
I made an image for it like a week ago.
But you never. If you were wanting me to put it in, I never.
I didn't. No, I named it and uploaded. Maybe I uploaded it to the wrong place or. Hell, I don't know. When I get my computer hooked up again, I'll do that. Bobula says, hey, missed the show when it wasn't on. Saw the Comic-Con pictures. Jick looks much more respectable, and Scully looks like he could kick my ass. I don't know that I look more respectable than Scully. He's definitely,
I think,
like,
more respectable than a hippie, I think is what his reference was. Like, you know, you're not some sort of free spirit, long hair, hey man sort of guy. That's what he was going for.
I'm kind of that kind of guy. Istanbul says, we should be able to make a campfire in our campground ground that improves our resting. You could, like, have a non-combat where Hannah the Barbarian gives you a flint and stone. Iluro Dragon says, meat curtains out of different skins? Please, for the love of God, don't let the furry fur be one of them. Furry curtains would be... What do you call the stuffed animals that furries like to fuck?
Plushies.
All right, yeah. Plushy curtains. Tobias says, what's with Wigan on the Friends of Hank's leaderboard three times? Is this going to be fixed at all? Also, when is About a Week going to be over anyway? How the fuck did that happen? He's just got three entries in the flag table for the same flag with the same value.
Weird. Is it the same name? It's not like some fucking thing.
It would be a player ID.
Yeah, no, it's the same. It's just the guy has the... I mean, the flag table is not, like, keyed. It's not uniquely keyed, so...
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
No, wait. It can't be
because those three rows couldn't exist if it were. I feel like uniquely keying would be a bad idea. It would take 10 years for the.
It's a good idea from a design standpoint. We would have had to have done it.
We would have done it in the beginning. Yeah.
It would be disgustingly awful.
If we end up converting the flag table to NODB, which I think will probably be the second next thing that we convert if we convert anything, but I don't know. TexMurph says, some of the enemies on the battlefield lack hit-miss messages, as in they're giving blank messages. Oh, that's weird.
If you encounter that, send the bug report.
Yeah.
With the monster name,
which one
the
monster is. Yeah.
And we'll look into it.
Zom Goober Clubber says, I love Chef's Dave's. Thank you so much. You're welcome.
Even though I didn't know anything about it.
Moth says, I ascended into Pastamancer and then into some other class, and it wouldn't let me perm the Spaghetti Spear, and neither run was casual. Yeah, they're marked unpermable for now. I don't know how big of a deal that is. I mean, I'd kind of like for every class to have two starting skills. I'd kind of like for every class to have a starting combat skill, just to get people, so the tutorial could explain the concept of using skills in combat, because then people will, you know, sort of understand that that's going to be important. Invariel says, hey, Castlevania Curse of Darkness kicked some serious ass, and it managed to avoid all the pitfalls of the previous 3D Castlevania games. And it's got an interesting equipment system that doesn't entirely suck. Plus, stealing in a Castlevania game. I hadn't heard of Curse of Darkness, I guess. What system is it for?
I have no idea.
Curse. Have you heard about Persona 3?
I read Penny
Arcade. So. I was looking at that. That sounds pretty interesting.
Is this like a new? It was produced. It's more complex action adventure style gameplay like Symphony of the Night and Aria of Sorrow. This looks like some stuff. AIDS. It says AIDS. I don't play games about AIDS. Not since Scully's Vampire RPG. Tiny Plastic Grimmy says, is there a reason why only one of the Chef Staves has elemental resistance? Because there just aren't very many Chef Staves. Lilac says, Bad Moon Leaderboards at Heartbreakers Hotel? Yeah, I really need to... Actually, what I really need to do is tell Xenophobe to make some Bad Moon Leaderboards. They'll basically be... It'll just be a copy and paste of the hardcore leaderboards. So, that won't be that tricky. Heartbreakers Hotel, we decided not to put anything in there. Once we start seeing how Bad Moon shapes up, how, you know, once we get a lot of leaderboard runs and people actually start hitting, you know, like once all of the leaderboards are down to all of the runs being about the same number of days, then we will start considering what we should put in to places like that. Xeno did all kinds of code in the Hades stuff to make it so we could make different foods available to different classes and different skills available to different classes and all kinds of stuff that we didn't take advantage of because it turned out to not be such a big deal. We were expecting some classes to get through Bad Moon runs just in a quarter the time of other classes, but over the course of the balance work that we did during NS13, I think we got it to where no class was particularly onerous to play in Bad Moon, and so we turned out to not need a lot of the content and sort of class variety avenues that we paved.
But it's still there. The functionality is still there.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's needed, if the leaderboards, which, you know, once I code that will become more apparent in the next couple months. It was always intended to balance Bad Moon against, you know, the sort of criterion that we couldn't imagine when we were that the dev team couldn't figure out just because it's the nature of that sort of thing.
So Heartbreakers Hotel is not so much unfinished as it is waiting on a tremendous amount of data that's going to be pouring in over the next few weeks and months and years.
It's 8 o'clock.
It is 8 o'clock.
I reckon.
I'm going to see if I Speculum is ready. And pick song. What song?
Inflammatory Writ.
Okay. Do I have the, I don't know if I have the, network drive mapped on this laptop, though. Yeah, it looks like no Inflammatory Writ. How about a...
// iOmega -. Got that.
What?
Go into Explorer.
Yeah, iOmega -.
01065A.
Okay.
/.
Yeah, NetHTTP. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Yeah, we're about to get some Inflammatory Writ up out this biatch.
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah, I'm sorry that I said that. Joanna Newsom, Inflammatory Writ. All right, well, we'll see y'all later. This ought to free up a lot of slots for people who want to listen to iSpeculum. probably the three of us will do the show again on Thursday. That's the plan. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Take no jam on your bread, just a supper of salt and a waltz through your empty bed. And all at once it came to me, and I wrote in hunch till 4:30. But that vegetable light, it burns out with the night. In spite of all the time that we spend on it, on one bedraggled ghost of a sonnet, well, outside the wild boar's roof, without bending a bow underfoot, oh, it breaks my heart, I don't know how they do it. So don't ask me, and ask for my inflammatory writ. From the master derailed that disaster. He said, hand that pen over to me, poetaster. Well, across the great plains, keen and lovely and awful, you late the lost trade. American novels, an unlawful lot left to stutter and freeze blood lit. But at least they didn't run to their undying credit.